A reflection for Independence Day.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has this thought for the holiday weekend about the meaning of patriotism.
Patriots may be a good name for a football team, or a Jeep, or a wiretapping law. But I would submit that in politics it has become a word corrupted by misuse in I am more patriotic than thou epithets. Patriotism may not be, as Samuel Johnson called it, the last refuge of a scoundrel, but at least since 1953, when I covered the Senator Joseph McCarthy red-baiting hearings, I have come to suspect most assertions of patriotism and most accusations of unpatriotism. A current example is the meaningless controversy over whether Senator Obama supporter General Wesley Clark performed an act of unpatriotism in suggesting that flying a plane and getting shot down was not in itself a qualification for the presidency. That enabled Senator McCain to suggest that he had been the victim of an unprovoked act of unpatriotism. "I am proud of my record of service," he said, "and I have plenty of friends and leaders who will attest to that." Senator Obama, in Independence, Missouri, where else, responded defensively, "No one should ever devalue that service, especially for the sake of a political campaign, and that goes for supporters of both sides." Never mind that no one has ever doubted McCain's service, but General Clark had offered an opening on the patriotism front, and the McCain camp seized it. Patriotism is not a matter of lapel pins and flags in your front yard, and you get to define patriotism for yourself. To Navy Commander Stephen Decatur in 1815, patriotism was our country, right or wrong. To French President Charles de Gaulle in 1969, it was when love of your own people comes first. And then there was Adlai Stevenson, who called it a sense of national responsibility. My suggestion for this Independence Day is that our warring politicians and their surrogates declare a moratorium on references to patriotism. This is Daniel Shore.